Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Proverbs 13, are you there? Proverbs 13:20, we've read this before, it says, He that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Does it make any difference who you run with, who you keep company with, who your companions and your friends and your buddies are? Basically, we're talking about spending time with people. Is it going to affect you?
Yes.
Who you spend time with?
Yes.
Absolutely. If you company with fools, fools get destroyed for want of wisdom. We just got through reading earlier, wisdom will keep you. Wisdom will preserve you. But what if you don't have it? What if you're devoid of wisdom and understanding and you're full of foolishness? Then you don't get preserved. You don't get protected. You don't get kept. Well, if you run with people that are full of foolishness, will that affect you?
Yes,
yes, it will. Yes, it will. Don't think it won't. Don't think you can spend all this time with folks and not be affected. But what if you company with wise people? And people that's full of faith. And full of the word. Will that affect you?
Yes, sir.
Already has. You didn't used to think like you do now. You didn't used to talk like you do now. You've changed. I said, you've changed. People who hadn't seen you in a while tell you that. Some of them not so sure if it's good or not. You're different. You're different. Well, Jesus was different. Right? As he walked the earth. And the disciples in the book of Acts were different. The Bible said the leaders looked at them and took knowledge in them when they saw them standing up so bold and doing miracles and preaching and proclaiming that they had been with Jesus. You hang around faith, you're going to start talking faith. What about if you hear doubt and unbelief all day? You'd like for it not to affect you, but it does. So, a companion of fools will be destroyed, but he that walks with wise men shall be wise. The Lord is the one who said this. He knows this. And he has planned for you to keep company with people that you're going to be influenced for him by. Last year and this year, and should he tarry his coming for the rest of your life, there are divine connections. So many times people don't see them because they think, well, we just hit it off. They like me. And I like them. And we just like to spend time together. Do you know how supernatural it is that they like you so well? And don't see and emphasize your faults and your weaknesses and your immaturities and idiosyncrasies and how that you like them and you just love them and you just mostly see their good points and don't even hardly notice the other stuff.
Yeah. That's right. Amen.
That's supernatural.
Yeah.
And so many times people think, well, we just like each other. We just hit it off and we just have good fellowship. No, no. Look again. Look again and you'll see divine connections. Same thing about churches. I don't know if the people that have told us, you know, the first time I walked in this place, I just knew it. I just felt at home. I just felt better than I'd ever felt anywhere. Well, now, don't get a wrong idea and think that that's a reflection negatively on some other place. There are a lot of wonderful churches and ministries. Right? I mean, all over the world. But there's a right place for you at a specific time. And in that place, you got a witness. And you got grace. And it's because you're supposed to be connected with those people and with that ministry, with that church or whatever it is for that season. You're supposed to get a supply of the Spirit. You're supposed to be influenced with wisdom and faith and love. This is what God has arranged for all of us. Now, the devil also knows this. So what do you think he seeks to do? He seeks to sever you from these connections so that you're cut off from this supply that you're supposed to get. Look in Proverbs 15. You're there. Just turn a page or so over. 15:31. 15:31 says, "The ear that hears the reproof of life abides among the wise." Now, abide, what does that mean? Live. It also means to stay. So a wise, we've already been through this in some detail. A wise person is one that'll receive correction, even reproof and rebuke. But what about a fool? A wise person stays where they're supposed to be hooked and receives the instruction. But a fool does not abide. A fool does not stay. Verse 32, "He that refuses instruction despises his own soul, but he that hears reproof gets understanding. And the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom." What is the fear of the Lord? It's reverence. It's respect. It's honor for the Lord and for all his things. Right? All his people and all his things. And before honor, before you get promoted, what happens every time? You humble yourself. You humble yourself. You take your correction. You humble yourself. You get your instruction. You humble yourself. Admit where you're wrong. Make your adjustments. Then what happens? Promotion. And honor. Are you with me now? Then what happens? You take your instruction. You take your correction. You take your reproof. You admit where you're wrong. You make your adjustments. You learn and grow. Then what happens? Promotion. Glory to God. Then what happens? Take your instruction. Take your correction. Make your changes. Right? Stop what you need to stop. Change what you need to change. Start what you need to start. Then what happens?
Promotion.
Then what if you get to a place where you think, no, I don't like that. I ain't receiving that. I don't have to take that. I don't have to put up with that. You stop where you are. No more progress. And if you insist on that, you'll start regressing. Right? Because he says this many times before, honor is humility, but pride goes before fall. Fall means down, right? Down. Now, this is not true for three or four people. This is true for who?
Everybody.
Say, this is true for me.
It's true for me.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. I've told this before, but it'll bear repetition. When I was, 10 years into the ministry, I was immersed in the healing ministry, for which I thank God. It was healing. I taught healing in the morning. I taught it in the afternoon. Went out on weekends and taught it in different parts of the country. And it was healing, healing, healing. So, and I studied people that had been used of God. Outstanding individuals from years past and recent and far past. And over the years, I began to see a number of these people who were, you talk about miracles. You talk about being mightily used of God. A number of them died young, died prematurely. And I knew that wasn't right. A number of them got into error. Began believing and teaching stuff about themselves that wasn't right. You know, you can, God can only promote you and advance you as far as your humility will carry you. It's just a fact. The point where you start getting huffy, you start thinking you're something that you're not, that's where everything stops. Right there. And I studied this and thought about it for months and months, and it began to weigh on me so much, I began to think, Lord, these people, I can see from their writings, I can see from how you used them, they knew you. I can see that. They knew you better than I know you. They knew your word better than I know your word. They knew your power far greater than I know it. How can I keep from doing what they've done? It began to concern me. And I came in one time to the speaker's room before a service, and it was on my mind and heart. I just fell on the floor and began to pray. I said, God, help me with this. I don't see how they could have kept from doing it. I know less than they do. How can I keep from doing it? And the Lord spoke to my heart. I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, but very distinctly inside me while I'm laying there on the floor. He said, son, your humility is your protection from deception. Then he went on to explain to me. He said, your humility is your protection. Let's just stop right here. How many understand which would be more wisdom? Humility or pride? There is no wisdom in pride. But a person who really had some understanding and wisdom is going to operate in humility, because they're operating in reality, in truth. And this is what the Lord said to me about these things. While I'm laying, I don't mean I'm hearing an audible voice, but inside me. How many know the Lord can speak something to you in a moment of time? It'd take you a year to try to explain it. But he's inside you. So he's not limited to words. And as I'm laying there, I saw it. And he said this to me, that some of the specific people that I was so concerned about, that I didn't see how they were so close to God and how they messed up so much. He said, Keith, I tried to correct those people. I even sent individuals of my other ministers to them. And I found out later about one of them specific. Somebody that was privy to it told me the same thing the Lord had told me years before, that they had sent a minister to them and told them these very words, this is not right, you need to back off of this. He said, it wasn't that they couldn't keep from falling. They got to a place where they wouldn't listen to me. They refused my instruction. They refused my correction. How many understand this is being a fool? And what follows when you refuse his instruction and correction? Destruction. Pride goes before a fall.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Choosing the Right Counsel, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602H. That's R1602H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.